I hope the hell I know what I'm doing here, because it's been a while. Welcome to the Costa Rica version of the DQ Sports Blizzard. Yeah, this is Quimby. I am enjoying what would amount to about 3 weeks left of my extended vacation. I am actually sitting here with one of my best friends in the world, my ride or die partner, Captain Will Demps.
Good day, my friend.
Good to see you here, sir. Happy to have you down here with me. Actually, happy to have the rest of the immediate Green Legion family down as well that left today. Marilyn, Jay, Janine, Chuck. And Chuck Bolger. You guys reminded me why I want to go home and where I'm going to dread that moment for kicking and clawing my way out. I will be returning in mid-April. So, DQ Sports Blizzard, let's see if I can fuck this up a little bit, because I certainly planned on doing. Let's go over our sponsors real quick. Of course, our biggest sponsor and our longest sponsor, Miller Lite. If you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. If you are not drinking Miller Lite, you are drinking Yards Brewery. And normally I would say, yeah, we can see them from our beautiful Northern Liberty studio high atop the skyline. However, no, right now all I can see is the Imperial Light bar. which
is not a bad view.
No, not in any way, shape, or form. If you're not drinking beer, you're drinking our other friends at Stateside Vodka. That is premium vodka distilled right in beautiful historic Fishtown section of Philadelphia. I normally have to say Mike McVay and our good friends over at Zzzz, but I forget where Mike is working now because I haven't spoken to him. However, if you are looking to buy a Jeep, reach out to me. I will put you in touch with Mike McVay, because he is by far and away the least amount of car salesman you will ever meet in a car salesman, and has taken care of myself and Diaz over the last couple of years. The current Green Legion Jeep is as a result of Mike McVay, and Diaz is driving it right now. Do not forget about our good friend J.P. Lutz over at Bucks County Baseball Company. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Their website is as big as their store. Please go over and sponsor and patronize them. They are one of the organizations that makes what we do possible. Do not forget about our good friends Kenny Hutchings and Pat Pavlicek and all the Cavanaugh's restaurants. That would be Cavanaugh's River Deck, which will be opening again at the end of next month. Cavanaugh's Head House right off of South Street. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. Our good friend Paul work in the basement bar. And, of course, do not forget about our good friend Brian Pavlicek at the Cavanaugh's 39th and Sansom University City location. Of course, do not forget about the beautiful girls at Delilah's. Oh, my God, I almost want to say I miss Delilah's. It's been a few months. I don't know if I'm allowed back in there when I get home, but hey, I'm going to try, see if they stop me at the door, see what happens there. And as well, our good friends in Manayunk, Bourbon Blue at the bottom of the hill, number 2 Rector Street. Their balcony just opened up. Springtime balcony on March 17th. So if you guys want to come down there and have some great river views, enjoy some amazing service and excellent food, please do so. And, of course, our good and longtime friends, my old stomping ground, my DJ place for 8 years, the Bayou and Cactus in Manning at the top of the hill. And, of course, the most social sports network in Philadelphia, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club. Cat.
Yes, sir.
We got some shit to talk about today.
We do. Where do you want to start?
You know what? We're expecting to start right now. Okay. Well, we've got a few topics, just so you know what we're going to discuss today, you guys. It's a number of things. We want to talk, obviously, the Trout rumor. We want to talk about how you feel now about the Harper signing, because this shit could have gone could have gone wrong very quick without that. We're going to talk about the Sixers a little bit, even though Diaz is not here and he is the expert. We're going to talk about some NFC offseason moves, which I know Cap is going to be our aficionado on that. We're going to talk a little bit about Nick Foles, some blunt rumors, but yeah, I brother. Did we conjure up this Trout free agent trade signing? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm a little butthurt right now.
Yeah, you've been in a mood all day about that.
I'm angry. I so here's And I posted this on Facebook, and I want you guys to understand that it wasn't just, you know, an emotional response. It was to a degree, but a slightly emotional response that would suggest, okay, here's the deal. Whether or not Trout said it, it was certainly assumed that he was going to try to make it back here to Philly, hometown boy. And you know, okay, here's where everybody is wrong on Facebook and why I've been debating with you guys all day. All right, yeah, he's got to sign for the money now because what if he gets hurt? No, bullshit. If you're a top-tier athlete like he is, he has insurance out on himself for the value of the most current contract, which as soon as that Bryce Harper deal was signed for $330 million, I guarantee Trout's insurance was updated right there. Right there. So anybody that goes, oh my God, what if he got injured? Guess what? That son of a bitch was still going to get paid. 100%. Agreed?
Agreed.
100%, right?
He was going to make his money regardless.
Yeah. No, there's absolutely no way that, you know, it's probably Lloyd's of London, which anybody that has any financial background knows. You know, they insure the strangest things imaginable.
Yes.
And I believe that 100% when you're one of those athletes, and by the way, okay, what if he got injured? This isn't fucking football, man. This is not Scott Rowland and his knee issues on AstroTurf, okay? Sure, there could have been a freak accident, but it's so few and far between in baseball, right?
Agreed, but what is your problem with the signing? Is it the money? Is that he didn't come to Philly?
The problem with my signing is, yeah, all of it. I'm butthurt. I'm jealous. I'm disappointed. My problems with it are all emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he portrayed that which we all wanted to see, which was this is a Philly boy. You know, I get it. You're an Eagles fan, but really, like, you're coming back for all these home games right. every fucking week. That he can, you right. know, obviously if it's still in baseball season. But hey, $430 million and I'm off in October every year. Where do I sign? I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I wrong in believing that he left us with? I could be. Maybe we conjured this all up in
exactly.
our own
minds. How much of that is projection? Because everyone, at the end of the day, every Philly fan is thinking about Rocky anytime they look at sports. So when they can
project, is that because they played Survivor on our way to Casa Chameleon yesterday?
Oh, how awesome was that? But they project that on athletes, and they want to see that happen for us. So I think maybe for the Phillies fans, it was, oh, maybe we can get this guy. And, you know,
I don't think
like
it was maybe we can get this guy. I think this guy.
Or why shouldn't he?
I think
why
this.
Not
I,
us?
Okay, now here's. Wow, there's just so many parts of this that that come into play if you overanalyze everything, which I tend to do. So let's assume there is no insurance policy.
Right.
Let's assume that this man was just offered $430 million. He wants to stay loyal to the team who signed him, who have done absolutely dick to help him compete for anything. Okay. But, all right, loves living in Southern California, whatever. Maybe the old lady who he just got married to, you know, decided, you know,
I want to stay.
This is where I want to be. Okay. I get all of that. Man, you're from the Philadelphia area. You have a fucking responsibility, man. Yeah, you're shaking your head, and I get
it. Stop
it. Nope. I won't. There's a certain amount of responsibility that you have to the people who have adored you. Maybe I'm still conjuring this up. Here's the deal. If, in fact, the insurance had nothing to do with it, or there was no insurance policy, and he just took the $430 million. Okay. I can see that.
Okay.
100%. Let's assume there is the insurance policy. And he could have gotten this on the open market from numerous teams in 2 years when he became a free agent. If the plan was, let me get this money, and then I'm going to try to encourage a trade with the Phillies, well, then, Mike Trout, you just depleted our entire farm system for half a decade. Because that's what it's going to take to get you away from the team you just signed an extension with.
Right, and I think, I mean, all of that is a projection, and I think it's just, it's more simple than that. How many times have we been to Santa Monica in L.A.?